I am so glad you're going to be able to be back and be part of the Warren County Radio Bible School today. We're talking about a Sunday school lesson. We're studying a Sunday school lesson about the time that Jesus returned to Nazareth, the village where he grew up, and how after speaking to them and reading from the prophet Isaiah and telling them, "This day is this prophecy fulfilled in your ears," they did not believe it. They said, "Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not this Joseph's son? And how can he do such things?" And they'd heard of his miracles in Capernaum, and they wanted him to repeat those miracles there. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about the unbelief of the people. You may want to get your Bible and open it up to Luke chapter 4 and verse 24. Now, while you are doing that, I'll remind us that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And today, we're looking at the notes that E.A. Elam made for a Sunday school lesson that was for the Sunday schools of September the 14th, 1924. The unbelief of the people. Now, this was Jesus' own people. Let me read this to you from Luke chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 24 through 30. And he, now this is Jesus, he said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. But of a truth I say unto you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and when there came a great famine over the land, and to none of them was Elijah sent, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And they were all filled with wrath in the synagogue as they heard these things. And they rose up and cast him forth out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way." When they asked him to perform these miracles here that he had done in Capernaum, he answered them by another proverb: "No prophet is acceptable in his own country." This he stated as a general truth. It was difficult for them to believe in the greatness and power of one reared in their midst. His own brothers as well as his neighbors did not at that time believe that he was the Son of God, according to John 7 and verse 5. The reason he did not many mighty works there was because of their unbelief, Matthew 13, 53 through 58. He did not perform miracles to display his power. He did that so they might believe. And the few miracles he did there did not cause their faith. He knew a few more would not either. People must, therefore, be prepared in heart to receive a blessing and to properly use it before God blesses them. It was for this reason that Elijah was sent to the widow of Zarephath in a town near Zidon to a Phoenician, passing by the widows of Israel during a long and terrible drought. She, in faith and trust, was ready to receive the blessing. And we read about that in 1 Kings chapter 17. It was on this principle that Elisha healed Naaman the leper, although he was a Syrian. And there were many unhealed lepers in Israel. Naaman wanted to be healed and sought the blessing and thanked God for it in 2 Kings chapter 5. Other lepers did not do this. This is all true and applicable today. The one today who studies and obeys the gospel trusts God is thankful to God and will properly apply and use God's blessing. He is the one who will be blessed. It tells us that all in the synagogue felt most keenly the application of this to themselves. These two Gentiles referred to were better and more appreciative than they themselves. Hence they were filled with feelings of vengeance and sought to kill Jesus. They rose up, that is, informally and irreverently, and rushed out with him and cast him forth out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill whereupon the city was built, intending, like a mob, to throw Jesus down. This precipice, supposed to have been about 40 or 50 feet high, with a dignity and majesty which overawed them, Jesus passed through their midst and went his way, and he went to Capernaum. Now that ends the Sunday school lesson, except for these rhymes at the end, this little poem, that is attributed to one called Mrs. Charles. And he'll reread these lines from Mrs. Charles. Is thy curse of comfort failing? Rise and share it with another, and through all the years of famine it shall serve thee and thy brother. Love divine will fill thy storehouse, or the handful still renew scanty fare, for one will often make a royal feast for two. For the heart grows rich in giving, all its wealth is living gain, seeds which mildew in the garner, scattered, filled with gold, the pain. Is thy burden hard and heavy? Do thy steps drag wearily? Help to bear thy brother's burden. God will bear both it and thee. I turn the page in our little Sunday school book, and I see that we're going to study a Sunday school lesson now from the book of Mark. We've gone from John to Luke to Mark, and this is Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through 45, where Jesus makes a missionary tour. In Mark chapter 1, in verse 35, we read, "And in the morning, a great while before the day, he rose up and went out and departed into a desert place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him, and they found him, and said unto him, All are seeking thee. And he said unto them, Let us go elsewhere into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for this end came I forth. And he went into the synagogue throughout all Galilee, preaching and casting out demons. And there cometh to him a leper, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And being moved with compassion, he stretched forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou made clean. And straightway the leprosy departed from him, and he was made clean. And he strictly charged him, and straightway sent him out, and said unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing the things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out, and began to publish it much, and to spread abroad the matter, inasmuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without, in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter." The golden text of this Sunday school lesson is in Mark chapter 1 in verse 40, where the leper says, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The devotional reading is the 65th Psalm. There's an inscription to this psalm. It is for the chief musician. A psalm, a song of David. Psalm 65 in verse 1. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that heardest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgression, thou wilt forgive them. Blessed is the man to whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, thy holy temple. By terrible things that thou wilt answer us in righteousness, O God of our salvation, that thou art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea, who by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded about with might, who stilleth the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also dwell in the uttermost parts, are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it. The river of God is full of water. Thou providest them grain when thou hast so prepared the earth. Thou waterest its furrows abundantly. Thou settest the ridges thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pasture of the wilderness, and the hills are girded with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Now, in the introductory hints and helps for the teacher, we read the passage that come just before our lesson text, Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 9, where it says, "It came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens rent asunder, and the Spirit as a dove descending on him. And a voice came out of the heavens, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Mark 1 and verse 12. "And straightway, the Spirit driveth him forth into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days tempted of Satan, and he was with a wild beast. And the angels ministered unto him." Mark 1 and verse 14. "Now after John was delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Mark 1 and verse 16. "And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in the boat, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants, and went after him." Mark 1 in verse 21. "And they go into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. And straightway there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, tearing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, inasmuch as they questioned among themselves, saying, What is this, a new teaching? With authority commandeth even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And the report of him went out straightway everywhere, unto all the region of Galilee round about. And straightway, when they come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon, Andrew's brother, with James and John. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and straightway they tell him of her. We're going to have to begin this with the next class.